Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Nevada's governor signed the new mail-in election law. It's a huge mistake, but the governor is defending it as a necessity given the coronavirus crisis. What will it mean for the November election, and what are the drawbacks? Ballots will be sent to those who have their names on the voter registration rolls. In addition to the costs involved in the process, there's no guarantee that ballots won't be sent to people who have moved or have died. That would certainly be a complication. Now, the new law would allow for something called harvesting, and that means non-family members would be allowed to return ballots. So a given person could offer to return ballots from a senior care home and promise to have them delivered to the registrar of voters. Is there a method to make sure those ballots are delivered as promised, or to track those ballots? The simple answer is no, there is not. Now, during an NPR radio interview, the governor was asked about allowing non-family members to deliver ballots for voters who are elderly or disabled, a process that would enable ballot harvesting, which is illegal. The governor was asked how he would assure that this was not a loophole that will be exploited. The governor's non-answer included the fact that he is sure everyone knows we're in the middle of a pandemic, and that has caused a lot of stress in the state. He went on to talk about how his 90-year-old mother hasn't been seen out of the house in 4 months. He said senior citizens need to be assured that whoever receives their ballots will deliver it as promised. Unfortunately, he never answered the question as to how the public will be assured. Also a part of this mail-in election law is the provision that ballots can be counted up to 7 days after the election. So when the election is over on November 3rd, it's not really over. Ballots can be counted up to November 10th. Of course, there is no chance that someone could use those extra days to help skew the election. Of course not. Now keep in mind that these changes and more are being initiated just 3 months before the election. The changes are being initiated with the understanding that over 6,700 ballots were rejected in our primary election due to ballot signatures not matching the registration signatures, or there were no signatures at all. People have been able to go shopping, to restaurants, and more during this pandemic. Voting booths will be open on election day, and in Nevada, we have early voting that extends for 2 weeks prior to the actual election date. Like most states, people can apply for absentee ballots for whatever reason. The difference between an absentee ballot and general mail-in ballots is that the voter must request the absentee ballot. So it's a proactive action. Mail-in ballots given to the entire registered population is not proactive on the part of the voter, but the state randomly sending the ballots out in hopes that all will work out in the end. It should be noted that the Republican Party is suing the state of Nevada over this new nebulous law. There are a lot of questions to ask the governor about this new last-minute law. While he did sit down with NPR for a friendly interview, he is not sitting down with any other member of the media who might ask more probing questions. When he never answered the question about how the public can be assured that illegal harvesting will not occur, there was no follow-up question to gain a concrete answer. At the Veterans Day parade last November, he committed to do an interview here on KXNT. His suggested booking contact turned out to not be the correct contact, and the subsequent suggested contact never bothered to return multiple interview requests. Thanks for the runaround, Governor. The Republican lawsuit is a necessity if we want to keep a fair election in Nevada. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.